Hi, guys. Thanks for tuning in to my beauty podcast. You are listening to Dr. K. Durairaj, and this is Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. I am a facial plastic specialist, and I'm out here in Southern California, Los Angeles. You can come and visit me in Pasadena. I specialize in facial aesthetics and beauty. I do head and neck surgery, facial plastic surgery, injectables, Botox, and all kinds of creative facial sculpting. So I'm going to teach you all about the science of healthy, vital, sexy skin at every age. And I invite you to send me all your questions. You can tune in to my podcast weekly. I do a 5-minute Friday and a more extensive Tuesday, but you're going to get to come into the treatment room with me as I treat stars, VIPs, amazing girls, boss girls, regular girls, and all kinds of clients doing their faces. So learn everything you wanted to know about your face. Today on the podcast, I'm going to teach you guys about sunscreen, one of my favorite topics, very pertinent for all of you going to Stagecoach. And many of my clients go there. Lots of our Instagram influencer ladies are there. And I wanted to remind you guys about the importance of using sunscreen all the time. One of the biggest distinctions and most important things to consider when you pick up a sunscreen is it something you're going to use every day? There is literally no wrong sunscreen to use. So I like to advocate the use of sunscreen every day, even on a cloudy, foggy, overcast day. The sun is still beating down its rays onto the planet, and ultraviolet A and ultraviolet B are going to hit you. So ultraviolet A, remember, causes aging, A for aging, skin changes, and wrinkles, and 90% of your aging is related to sun damage. Ultraviolet B is the one that is bad and causes skin cancers. So it's important to have a sunscreen that has both methods of protection for ultraviolet A and ultraviolet B. Secondly, it's important to have a sunscreen that you like enough to actually use and put on. If your sunscreen is greasy, heavy, not that fun, you're not going to wear it. And you got to use enough of it. You need to use a shot glass sized amount for your full body. And for your face, I would say it's close to a teaspoon of sunscreen. So those are all important factors. When I talk about sunscreens, though, my biggest preference is for all of my patients to use a physical sunscreen. There are sunscreens out there that are chemical sunscreens, and there are physical sunscreens. Chemical sunscreens are the vast majority of sunscreens that are out there at the drugstore, in the Target, in the Walmart, Neutrogena, Copper Tone, you know, all of the ones that are over the counter primarily are chemical sunscreens. When you read the back of the bottle, you're going to see these long chemical names such as oxybenzone or avobenzone, methyl sachs, blah, blah, blah. I can't even say that. When you read the back of the product, you are going to see long chemical sounding names. How do you know if your product has chemicals in it? Chemicals are listed on the ingredients. So for example, if you read the back of the bottle and it says oxybenzone, avobenzene, anything with multi-syllable chemical sounds, it's got chemicals in it. And these are products that are beneficial for your skin, but you're going to have to apply a chemical. It has to absorb through the skin, and under the surface of your skin, that chemical helps to bind with free radicals and fight free radical damage from the sun. So, I mean, that's good to fight free radical damage, but do I really want to absorb a chemical into my skin? Do I really want to have a chemical reaction under the surface of my skin? And isn't there perhaps a better way? Some of these chemicals have been implicated in affecting and disrupting hormones. There's not a definite association between chemical sunscreens disrupting hormones, but there are many, many ingredients that are associated with interfering with hormones. So I think that the jury is still out on that fact. So until we can prove definitively that chemicals absorbed through sunscreen are not going to disrupt your hormone profile, don't use them. I prefer that you use a physical sunscreen. And physical sunscreens are molecules like titanium dioxide and zinc oxide. When you read the back of the bottle, those will be the main primary ingredients of your sunscreen. These are reflective molecules. They sit on the surface of the skin. When sunlight bounces and touches your skin, it literally bounces right off of you. So the sun hits your skin, it hits the zinc or titanium, the molecules deflect and reflect light away from you, and it never gets absorbed. So how great is that? That is the ideal. This is similar to what you find in surfer sunscreen. So zinc oxide is typically the white, thick material. These days, there are amazing sunscreens out there. For example, my sunscreen has one of the highest concentrations of zinc and titanium dioxide on the market, and it is tinted, and it's got ceramides, vitamin C, peptides. It is amazing. You put that on and you really don't even need any makeup because it does hide a ton of your brown spots and imperfections. So I think it's very important to use a sunscreen that has a physical block. I don't really want to absorb chemicals. I want sun to hit me and bounce right off. And you should too. I also think that the sunscreens that are physical blocks are better because they also deflect light and heat energy better. I was using Neutrogena, like SPF 100, one summer at Lake Arrowhead, religiously when I was out in the sun all week. And I was like really paying attention to not trying to get brown spots amplified because I really suffer from melanin production and getting brown spots on my face. And here I am slathering my face with the Neutrogena SPF 100, trying to find the maximum protection. I get home and I'm like, how did I get so much sun damage? Because, and the reason being, because that is a chemical sunscreen, the sun and ultraviolet and heat and radiation get absorbed into the skin, and there is literally a reaction where the heat generated under the surface of the skin and that penetration of skin by the sun rays is enough to cause some irradiation damage and to cause hyperpigmentation. So I'd rather not have any light or heat absorbed. I'd rather have it all bounced off of me. So that's my logic, particularly when it pertains to preventing brown spots, to use a very good reflective physical sunscreen. And lastly, don't forget to use sunscreen on the hidden areas like the tops of your feet, the back of your neck, your ears, your décolleté. That's one of my pet peeves. I see so many beautiful ladies who take so much attention and care of their face, and they forget to take care of their chest or their décolleté. So this is an area where sun beats down very harmfully on you when you are driving, when you're walking or sitting. You're protecting your face, but really not protecting the indirect light that hits the chest. So I want to encourage you guys to be sure to apply sunscreen to your neck and chest. And don't forget your eyelids, some of the thinnest skin of the body that can become quite crepey and lose elasticity with sun damage. On your chest area, you're particularly prone to sunspots and sunburn, so please be sure to apply there. There's a couple of really great powder sunscreens now that are available, and Color Science is one of the great brands that you can use as a duster powder sunscreen. I love this for using in the car. It's one of my tips and tricks, is take this with you in your car and reapply. It goes on over makeup. It's amazing. You need to reapply your sunscreen every 2 hours without fail. This is one of the only ways you can do that throughout the day. It's not enough to put your sunscreen on in the morning and do nothing for 7 or 8 hours after that. You definitely have to reapply. Those of you who say, I work indoors, I don't get any light or sun, I go home when it's dark, well, you get plenty of radiation from windows. So ultraviolet penetrates glass. Ultraviolet also is bouncing off of you on your computer screens and from indoor light. So super important to remember to protect your face, your biggest asset, the most important real estate. If you want to absorb vitamin D and get a little bit of sun exposure, do that on your back or your legs, but protect the important real estate. And there you have it. That's everything you needed to know about the difference between a physical and a chemical sunscreen. And hope you stay protected out there this summer and at Stagecoach. And if you're interested in an amazing sunscreen, definitely check mine out. It's called Ultimat SPF 50. And one last tip, the higher the SPF, the better. Some people say SPF 30 is good enough. I disagree. If you're going to get an extra 2% improvement in your protection level over the course of 20 to 30 years living in high heat like in Southern California, that makes a difference. So maximize your SPF, SPF 50 being best. And check it out. So that's all I have for you today. Be sure you tune in to me next time, and I'll talk more about the importance of other aspects of sunscreen. Maybe we'll do a full podcast on that. You can find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K and my website, www.beautybydrkay.com. And be sure to check out my Katie skincare products. These are favorites of some of the most beautiful models and people in the world, especially, and some of the smartest girls in the world like me. And that's all for now. Stay beautiful.